The opinions expressed in Outwit, Outplay, Outyap are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listeners. My name is Malik Fortier.
And I'm Andrew Hill.
And welcome to the second real episode of Outwit,
Outplay, Outyap.
It is, you know the drill by now. It's the show where we take a look at the past episode of Survivor and we recap it. We review all the players. We review the episode itself.
Yeah, and now we're on to episode 2. We've got a few things to get through. So we get back to Tribal at the beginning of the episode. Mary is upset. She's pissed.
It's that classic scene when you come back from Tribal and you're in that vulnerable position because you either voted for somebody that didn't go home or you just were, like, left out of the vote and blindsided. And you've kind of really got to just, like, say, okay, I'm owning that. Let's just move on. I'll work with you guys at the merge. Don't worry. You just got to cut your losses at that point.
Right. But we'll have to see as we go into the journey, which means each tribe has to choose one player from their respective tribe to go off, meet with the other two, and do some sort of challenge to either probably lose their vote or get an advantage.
These new era journeys, you don't know what you're going to get with them when
you're
heading on that boat. You know, it could be, oh, you little play a little game and you could lose your vote, or you gain a little extra vote advantage. Or it could be, you know, in season 44, it was, you're going to a new tribe.
Yeah, and that was like their soft launch tribe swap.
And then what was it? It was the worst one of all, I think, was last season where they did not give players a choice when they went on the journey, which, I mean, arguably you could say, well, you chose to go on the journey, but they did not have a choice. They had to risk their vote immediately and then, you know, play a sort of game of chance to get their vote back in, what was it, like an extra vote or an idol? Why are you just, like, immediately taking away somebody's, like, most important, you know, tool in the game, their vote? That's just crazy. So they played this little game. It was, you know, they all threw out their number hands and whoever had the lowest unique number would go on the journey. And, you know, it's such a simple game, but it caused so much strife. You know, on Vula, you had Say really wanting to go and Mary really wanting to go, both because they wanted to, you know, protect each other from the other. And we have a practice round, but Say just wants her teammates to say that she won and deserves to go on the journey. But they're all like, no, that was the practice round. And she gets really upset at that after that.
Say was so upset about the practice round that she agreed to. But because she won the practice round, she was like, no, that wasn't practice. That wasn't practice. We're going now. I'm going. And no one backed her up because that's not what they agreed on.
So after the practice round, Mary ends up winning on the retry, and Say is obviously upset, and Mary is obviously ecstatic, and that was an interesting thing to see. After Mary leaves, Say is kind of upset at her tribe mates, you know, Justin, Cedric, Kevin. And then with Loggy, we have Star really wanting to go because, you know, she just wants an extra protection layer, you know, being it that she's sort of at the bottom of the tribe, but it is Thomas who ends up going, and he's happy about that. And then finally on Siva, it is Mitch who ends up going, who is also sort of on the outs. He isn't part of that big core four, but he's not at the bottom because that's reserved for charity.
Right.
So yeah, we have Mitch, Thomas, and Mary going. So the challenge, this little puzzle, it's like, you know, a slide puzzle with numbers. I wouldn't be able to do it. I would see what was ahead of me, see that it was not a word puzzle, and I would be like, okay, thank you. I'll keep my vote.
Did they have a choice to keep their vote? I thought they had to risk it.
I think they did in this instance.
Okay. I thought I remembered, I guess, because we can just say now, they all participated in the challenge. I thought I remembered them saying you had to play or like something like that. But yeah, you had to get the 15 numbers in order and you had to slide them across. It was a whole ordeal, very complicated. But we did see both Thomas and Mitch complete the challenge. Mitch gets an extra vote and Thomas gets a steal a vote. Or no, block a vote for Mitch.
Block a vote for Mitch, yes. And did Thomas get a steal or
Thomas got a steal a vote. Okay. I remember that. Which means that, unfortunately, Mary did not get anything.
And do we think if she had won, would she have gotten an extra vote?
I think extra vote makes sense. I can't think of another
advantage. That's like the
advantage.
Holy Trinity of, yeah, like, the Holy Trinity advantages.
It makes the most sense. But unfortunately, she did not win. She lost her vote, which is very unfortunate for her, given she's also on the bottom of her tribe. She really has nowhere to run. Like, she can't even play her shot in the dark anymore without a vote. So she's just kind of screwed and trying to figure out what to do.
That would have been an interesting predicament for, I don't know, if somebody like,
if
I don't
Star,
know, if Star went on the journey.
Which we'll say now, going into the idol, Star did find the beware advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's not insulated on her tribe super well, she decides to tell Joe, who decides to rope in Shaheen. And Star believes that that three is the one that's going to go far. Star gives the idol clue to Shaheen to figure out while she, like, decides what to do. And then we also see Star tries to have her cake and eat it too, where she tries to rope in Thomas and Bianca as another three. Thomas, Shaheen, and Joe kind of, like, congregate and figure out, like, what's going on. Because they're already in an alliance.
Right, the California girls.
The California girls. And they are told by Star that they want to target Eva, which
That's
is not
I'm
happening.
That's what I'm saying. Is it even so that she wants two groups of three, or is it just she wants a group of five and she wants Eva out?
I do think, because she wanted to have two separate groups of three, I think she did definitely want to get Eva out, but there definitely were some links to try and control the tribe, mm-hmm. which she isn't doing, which we also see later on that when Thomas and Shaheen talk to each other about that idol clue, we see some character moments
yes,
between the two. Thomas tells Shaheen, throw the idol clue away, hide it.
What if you lose it?
What if it's gone? I mean, that wouldn't be your fault.
Little smirk. I think what's amazing about this scene is, you know, there's the kind of layer of them both being above Star, kind of like being duplicitous and kind of, you know, scheming against her. But then you have Shaheen in his confessional right after that, and he says, I've got to watch out for Thomas. He has that killer instinct, he's got that evil little mustache twirl in him. And maybe I should watch out for him because he could pull that kind of thing and maybe he would pull it against me. The last idol we see is at Siva, and what was once a full tribe activity looking for these little icons has split up. So this is after Mitch comes back with his block of vote. He told everybody the truth, which was, you know, good on him, and that gained some trust with people. But he has this one-on-one with Charity, and they talk about having each other's back. And that kind of sets off alarm bells in the minds of the core four, which is Kyle, Camilla, David, and Chrissy. And so they think, well, if Mitch has something, we should have something too.
Yeah, and as we see, they split off into pairs of two, go into the jungle, and we see that Kyle finds an advantage, a beware advantage, hidden in the jungle alongside David. And I will say, when they found that idol, I was worried that someone would hear them because the screams that they let out, so loud, you could hear it across the jungle.
The birds were probably flying out of the trees.
It's crazy that no one noticed a loud scream coming from the distance mm-hmm. that would probably imply someone found an idol.
Them being tone deaf is just their humble trait. That's just their humble
That's
trait.
That's their humble trait. So then we see Kyle and David run back to camp. They avoid Mitch and Charity at all costs. And we see Kyle and Camilla have another moment together, show their, like, bond that they've been growing, where he decides to give Camilla the idol clue to figure out. We see Camilla go through it. She goes through each possible scenario, and by the time that Mitch and Charity have gotten back, they've already unlocked the idol. Charity and Mitch never saw anything. They have it in their possession. Camilla and Kyle grown even closer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great moment.
And that's It's interesting because we focus so much earlier on in the episode about with their little humble traits segment, which, if you don't know, is just them like sharing interesting facts about their bodies. I don't know. Maybe some David has four nipples. Charity has a haggard toe or something. I don't know. And
it's a little gross. It's but a little it, bit it's, of a gross. It's a fun moment.
It helps Siva in. I think it grew on me. Siva grew on me, kind of like the wart growing on Kyle's finger. Yes,
they're definitely growing on me as we go through. It felt like a good. They felt like a family.
Yeah.
We're finally at the immunity challenge.
Yes.
This was a challenge on the water where we saw a lot of comedic stuff happen. A lot of unintentionally funny things happened in this challenge. But Thomas completely got hit in the eye with a paddle.
And did you see Chrissy falling?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, her spine hit the back of the wood. Like, it shouldn't have been that bad of a challenge, but they were injuring themselves. Like, it wasn't enough to do any harm for them to, like, have to call medical, but it looked painful.
They were getting banged up.
We saw that the Purple Tribe kind of dominated through almost the entire thing, as per usual.
Like the first 2/3, yeah.
They got to the final section where they had to throw balls into...
5 balls into the same net.
Oh, 5 balls into the same net, yeah. So,
and they sat out their basketball player.
Right. They sat out the basketball player, but Eva did get the first 4 in a row. It was very impressive. They were on fire, but they couldn't seem to get the last one. Then Orange Tribe.
Siva out of nowhere.
Siva out of nowhere gets over there. Mitch, all 5 baskets
boom,
in a
boom,
row.
Boom, 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 boom.
It was incredible. And so the Loggy Tribe kind of looks a little pissed. Like... This is the first time they've lost a challenge.
Or didn't get first.
Didn't
place.
Get first, which we'll say now, they did get second.
Yeah.
But they haven't been used to getting the smaller reward or even no reward. And
they've just grown entitled. They've got their Wi-Fi.
It's a little bit entitled. They do have Wi-Fi. They have the Probsty 5G.
Yeah, dig. Some, 48.
Some nonsense going on at camp. But we see the Vula tribe once again lose the challenge, kind of as expected, unfortunately.
And this time it was more Cedric to blame. Cedric and Kevin, I guess.
Yes.
You know, Kevin could have always, you know, communicated better with Cedric. But the person who took on the most blame for that was Cedric.
Yeah, Cedric wasn't able to hold his balance and they couldn't get past the second obstacle, which unfortunately meant they were going to tribal.
And what it looks like at the beginning is, so we've got... Tier 1, Say wants to go for Mary. She said her name. She was against her this whole time. And, you know, it seems like an easy vote.
They already know Mary doesn't have an idol, doesn't have an advantage, doesn't have a vote.
Yeah, she was honest when she came back from the journey and said, I lost my vote. And then there's the second tier of, you know, Kevin wanting to make that boys' alliance and target Say because of her idol.
Right.
And then... we see, you know, Cedric maybe let slip to Say that Kevin has his eye on her. And then we've got Justin and Cedric. This is, I'd say mostly, I mean, Say wants to keep an eye on Kevin after she hears this, but this is Justin putting this idea out there. He says, what if we vote Kevin?
Which is kind of crazy. We thought that they were, like... a tag team duo in the middle.
Literally.
But Justin was like, immediate, like, oh, okay, let's vote Kevin.
And I predicted this. I said, they're both playing the middle so well, but there's only room for one of them.
Exactly. And you were right. And unfortunately, we go to tribal, and worst case, I guess, in terms of our predictions, kind of best case scenario happens.
Kevin gets voted out. He was our first boot, and he got booted second.
We were so close. And our first boot was our winner predictions. Like, it was unfortunate.
We're having whiplash right now.
It's like giving us so much joy and sadness at the same time. But his scheming did not work as intended.
See, this tribal was interesting because Say heard her name and she did something many on Survivor 46 couldn't dream of doing. She played her idol.
She played the idol and it wasn't needed, but... it was a gesture to show that she's willing to go the distance. Like, you just mentioned 46. They had 5 idols that never got played. And now I think it's time for our
letter grades
for the week.
All right, so let's just start off with Kevin. I am just going to say straight up, I've stopped giving Fs for people just being eliminated. Sorry, Stephanie. I'm going to give Kevin a C+. He was being a little too overambitious, I think, and that scared some people off, particularly Justin and Cedric, and he couldn't get the read on where the votes were going, and that's why he got out.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin, I gave a B-. I think it did make more sense for him to target Say over Mary.
Yeah.
He was trying to help her as much as he could, and in general, Say was not going to help Kevin in the long run, but I think a lot of good but bad execution, and so I kind of put him in the middle, like lower B-.
Speaking of Say, I dropped her down just one rank. I gave her a B+. She, once again, got her target out, which is, you know, something admirable. She achieved her goal. But I think we're starting to see more and more of her not necessarily having the best social game or strategic game. We see Cedric say, hey, keep a straight face and don't let word leak that maybe we could be scheming against Kevin. And what does she do? She goes to Justin.
Yeah, I agree. I actually brought her up one tier into A-, so we kind of switched there. I do think that you are completely correct. There are a lot of warning signs, but I mean, we can't deny the fact that it is working for her.
Yeah.
Her tribe was, I think, incredibly lucky that the people she got, because she was able to work as chaotically as she is around these people. But you have to worry about the future for her.
Obviously, she's doing something right.
Right. And, I mean, out of everyone on her tribe, she is probably, aside from maybe Mary, we'll see, probably the only person that's going to go out and look for that idol again now that it's been played. Yeah. She is hungry for that win. And if we want to move on to Mary, as we just talked about, I gave her a B-. I think, I mean, going on the journey was a risky move. She obviously wanted it, and it didn't work out in her favor. She lost her vote, which is bad. She couldn't do anything in the episode except hope that what Kevin was doing was correct. And I guess it wasn't, but like, she got lucky that Kevin was doing too much.
She made the right call wanting to go on the journey. You know, sense that you're at the bottom, let me get a tool to better my game. If she had gotten that extra vote, maybe people would flock to her.
Definitely. And on this tribe, she didn't have many people that she could like try and rebuild connections with. Like, she had Kevin, but I think her tribe in general was not very, like, focused on building those relationships because it's been so, like, insane.
Yeah, I gave her a B just because I think she has promise in the future if she can, you know, maybe get to a swap if they do win this season or make it to the merge.
Of course.
Next up, I'll say I gave Justin an A. Okay. And I also gave Cedric an A.
Ooh, okay.
I think both of them, you know, Cedric, in another universe, maybe he was the boot. That was I love my man Cedric. That was a horrible challenge performance.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
But he obviously has those connections with Say, with Cedric, and with Kevin, even though he voted Kevin, that nobody really mentioned his name after, even though he performed so poorly.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the know about what was happening over the whole course of the whole episode.
Right.
Same thing with Justin. Justin and Cedric were the ones leading the charge, whether it was on Mary, on Say, or on Kevin, eventually.
And I think for both of them as well, there's no way that either of them are going to go if they lose tribal again. Like, unless something insane happens, it's Mary versus Say. And I guess we could see some magic happen, but those two, like, they're not even going to be thought of as names unless, again, Cedric has like a really bad performance again and they can't ignore that or something like that.
But I don't see Say deviating from
I think especially because Cedric is so loyal in the moment to Say, like he told her about Kevin's move. he was trying to, like, keep his boys' alliance intact while still working with Sei, which didn't work out because Sei is Sei. And, I mean, to be fair, if I was told about an alliance and you want me to keep it together, I wouldn't. I would want to keep you on my side.
Yeah.
But in general, I think he's doing well. He's very insulated. I gave him a B+ because I do think, like, it was correct to keep Sei. Sei is your closer ally. But the way he went about it was a little weird, and I just felt like he kind of blundered there, especially, and then including the challenge. And then for Justin, I gave a B. I felt like he was doing a lot that was good in the episode, but he also seemed very naive, like he was kind of stumbling into what was good.
On Loggy Beach, I'm going to start with Shaheen, I gave him an A+.
I also gave Shaheen an A+. He was doing a lot right. I mean, he's insulated with everyone on his tribe, and he's doing great.
And he clocked Thomas, so that's...
completely. He has not everyone wrapped around his finger, but he's definitely close with everyone, never going home.
Joe, I gave an A.
Joe, I also gave an A.
Thomas, I gave an A. Good that he got that advantage and kept it a secret.
I think Thomas did a great job just generally, and... he didn't do anything wrong aside from the one blunder with Shaheen, but it was a little, like, you can forgive him for that. Yeah. Like, we won't see that till further down the line.
I gave a B+ or a B to Bianca. I'm not really sure. Still, we don't see a lot of her, so it's hard to gauge.
She's kind of being purpled right now.
Purple tribe, purple Bianca. Star, that was another hard one. I gave her a B-.
Yeah, I gave her a C. I think... she found the idol, which is great, but she didn't actually fully get it. She doesn't have a vote right now, and she told everyone, which was a bad move because they still want her eliminated, and they're going to try and... they might try and prevent her from getting the idol so they can just vote her out with no cause.
Which is sad. Finally, we move to Evo, which I gave a B+. She's still going strong with Joe. Joe felt comfortable enough to tell her about the whole Star thing. Yeah. So.
I gave her a B. She... wasn't doing too much in the episode. She made a little blunder, but I think in general, the only cause that could bring her down is just Star targeting her, which isn't too much of a factor unless Star gets the idol.
I'm going to do a 2-for-1 over on Siva Beach. Kymilla. That's what I'm calling them now. That alliance is Kymilla. Kyle and Camilla. I gave both of them A+.
Wow. Okay. I gave Camilla an A and Kyle an A-. I thought they both did great in the episode. We didn't see too much of them, but their moment was, like, really good. They both did great. They have really no flaws right now.
Yeah, we're just seeing positive content, really.
Right. We're just not seeing a lot of them.
We're seeing positive except for their humble traits.
Exactly, yeah.
Charity, I moved her up a little bit because she seemed to be starting to make that bond with... Mitch, so I went from C+ to B-.
Okay. I went from C to B-. I think she definitely had that content with Mitch, and they felt like we at least saw her connect with someone in a way that was, like, strong. It felt good, and we could see her survive if they don't lose a challenge, but, well, who knows?
Mitch, I moved him up from B- to B+. He's got that bond with Charity, like I said, and he's got an advantage. So I see him moving up the ranks, and I feel like if Siva were to go to Tribal right now, maybe I think their primary target would be Charity over him. So he's got at least one more round secured.
Yeah, I also gave Mitch a B+ from a C+. It was a big jump for him in this episode, but he was, like, fully... they really played into him being the hero of the episode. He got that advantage. He won them the challenge. He connected with Charity. He's doing everything right. And he got that personal content about, like, his disability. He was doing great, but he's still not super insulated.
And then finally, for the last two, I gave David and Chrissy both A's. Like, we didn't really see much of them. We saw them with relation to Kyle and Camilla, which is why I gave them A+, because they got more content, because they solved the idol. But I still gave David and Chrissy A's because they were there when the Beware Advantage was found, or at least when the strategizing around that was happening. And, you know, they've got the core four. They're good.
Right. They're completely solid. I gave Chrissy a B and David a B+. I think they're both doing very well, but they're not doing much. I'm very curious, and I'm excited for the next episode. We'll see what happens, but for now, we're going to have to close it off here. Thank you all for listening. It's been a fun episode. And we'll see you next time.
Keep out yapping.